This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. North Korea's Kim Jong-un gets a close look at a Russian fighter jet as his tour narrows its focus to weapons. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kim Jong-un has peered into the cockpit of Russia's most advanced fighter jet at an aircraft factory on his extended visit to the country. Kim's rare foreign trip has raised concerns about banned weapon transfer deals between increasingly isolated countries. He's met President Vladimir Putin and visited weapons and technology sites, underscoring deepening ties between the nations. Foreign governments and experts speculate Kim will likely supply ammunition to Russia for its war efforts in Ukraine in exchange for receiving advanced weapons or technology from Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Supporters of an exiled Iranian opposition group marched in Brussels on Friday on the eve of the first anniversary of the death of 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman Mahsa Amini. The demonstrators, many of whom waved the flag of the National Council of Resistance of Iran and photograph of its leaders, called for the overthrow of Iran's government.
The demonstration of the Iranian people will start again and will, at the end of the day, they will succeed to change the regime and we will have a free Iran.
The European Union has decided not to renew a ban on Ukrainian food imports heading to nearby countries. The move Friday sets up a clash with Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania and threatens European unity on supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion. Poland said it will extend its own ban. The EU members have said food coming from Ukraine has become stuck within their borders. Poland's prime minister has reacted by saying that his government will extend its own ban on Ukrainian grain. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors have filed a motion to stop Donald Trump from allegedly harassing witnesses in his Capitol riot case. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
The revelation came in an order from U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team are filing a motion under seal seeking an order to restrict former President Trump from making inflammatory and intimidating statements about witnesses, lawyers, and the judge. Prosecutors are being allowed to file a redacted motion with the names and identifying information blacked out. In the motion, prosecutors claim a narrow, well-defined order is necessary to preserve the integrity of the case and avoid tainting the jury pool. Judge Chutkan wrote that the history of harassment and threats demonstrates a real likelihood that they could suffer further intimidation. In a statement, a Trump spokesman reacted by accusing a weaponized Justice Department of election interference and attempting to deprive Trump of his First Amendment rights. Earlier this week, Trump's legal team requested that Chutkan recuse herself from the case because of statements she has made while sentencing Capitol rioters. Jennifer King, Washington.
Thousands of migrants overwhelm Italy's Lampedusa, Reuters' Sean Hogan reports.
Lampedusa's migrant reception center is overwhelmed and overflowing. Designed to handle 400 people, it was housing an estimated 4,000 people on Wednesday. Maloney's government has impounded many charity rescue boats, banning them from conducting multiple rescues. Migration data analysis shows 90% of migrant boats arriving in Lampedusa in the last 3 months have come from Tunisia, the closest African country. Italy has sought to improve ties with Tunis, but a recent pact aimed at stemming the flow of migrants has had no immediate impact. A government source said the pact was still not being applied and that Rome was working with the EU to allow it to take effect.
President Biden says his administration will try to help automakers and workers reach a deal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says nobody wants a strike.
But I respect workers' right to use their options under the collective bargaining system.
Saying while automakers are enjoying record profits.
Those record profits have not been shared fairly, in my view, with those workers.
The president says he appreciates that both sides continue working to reach a deal. He's sending acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu and senior advisor Gene Sperling to Detroit to lend support. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S.-based pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson is being investigated in South Africa for allegedly charging, quote, excessive prices for a key tuberculosis drug, Betaquiline. The government-appointed commission that regulates business practices in the country announced the investigation on Friday, along with their subsidiary, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, saying they're overcharging for the drug. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.